A listener note: this show contains adult content and strong language.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt or to...
Pray with me.
What?
Come join me.
He's on his knees in the middle of this little room. He's got a book in his hands. Maybe a Bible?
Or don't. You're welcome to come in if you want.
His eyes are very intense, and he's all clean shaven.
I won't hurt you.
It's more likely I'd be the one hurting you.
I'm not worried about that.
Oh, no. Maybe you should be.
I've heard you crying.
Oh.
Not in a while, though.
Right.
But I know that kind of crying. That's the type of crying you try to kill yourself with.
Good ear.
This place is my chapel. It was built to be an office, I think, for the track workers. They must have been planning on building another station nearby, but as far as I can tell, it was never used. A lot of things down here don't make sense. A lot of straight tunnels, rooms like this left over from plans that got started and then tossed out.
And my fucking don't go in the house radar's going off so hard. I mean, I should not go into a dark room with this strange motherfucker, but I got my butcher knife.
Oh, but would you mind first,
What?
Shoes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's all kinds of parasites down here.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
And that bowl right there, you can use the water. For your feet.
Oh, wow. You got a little setup, huh?
And you can dry them on that towel on the floor.
Damn, man. What's...
It's just garbage bags.
Oh.
Like I said, there's parasites this far down.
There's just this one busted light bulb dangling in the middle of this room, which is still way more light than I'm used to. The air is less thick than it was out there. It smells a little less shitty. It's wall-to-wall garbage bags on the floor, except for this sleeping bag on one corner over there. The bunch of books stacked up against the wall, and a bunch of, like, food cans and ramen noodles, just like Jeremiah had. How long have you been down here?
Oh, when I first came down, it was March. I don't know how long it's been since then.
Right. And what was that I heard you...
From the Egyptian Book of the Dead.
Okay.
You know anything about the ancient Egyptians?
No.
Well, they believed in the Duat, which was a realm of the dead, right? The underworld. And that's where the sun god Ra, he had to pass through every night underground in order to start the next day. And all the souls of the dead, they'd be sent down to the Duat right after they died. And they'd have the spells and the prayers in the Book of the Dead to help them find the goddess of balance and morality, right? And so she weighs your heart against a feather. And if your heart is lighter than the feather, you can proceed unto Osiris, and then finally to the afterlife. But if your heart is heavier than the feather, then you get eaten up by Amit, who's this demon with this head of a crocodile and the body of a lion and the legs of a motherfucking hippo, the most violent, vicious, terrifying creature in the underworld.
You believe all that too?
What? I don't know if I believe it, but I'm covering all my bases. I got everything down here with me. The New Testament, the Torah, the Quran, Book of Mormon.
and the Egyptian Book of the Dead.
Yeah, well, whatever the truth turns out to be, I'll be up to speed.
Right.
And I got things to atone for.
To atone, huh?
Had to take myself out of circulation for a while.
So did I. But all that shit's just stories, man. Those religions. We're fucking animals. That's all. We eat, we shit, we fuck, we sleep. Some people reproduce and then we decompose. Circle of life.
Maybe.
Listen, you mind if I sit down?
No, please. Here.
He hands me a pillow to sit on. It's actually just a garbage bag with, I think, crumpled newspaper stuffed inside or some shit, but I'll take it. Oh, my fucking legs hurt so bad, man. I don't know how far I just walked, but god damn, I wish I hadn't run out of weed.
Oh, yeah? I used to drink, so...
So, good for you.
No, I mean, I get it.
Oh.
What's your name?
I'm Dolores.
Dolores, I'm Ephraim.
Ephraim? Okay.
Here. Be my guest.
Whoa, pineapple? You bring all this food down here with you?
No. I get it from one of the runners.
The runners?
Yeah, there's a chain down here. Some people go up topside for certain things, supplies, canned food, ramen noodles. I don't have any money, but I do them favors sometimes.
Favors?
And look, this here.
Oh, shit, you got a bathroom.
Don't get too excited. There's no running water, but that pipe back there, that pipe's been dripping as long as I've been here. So I collect it in that pot, and then I boil it up so it's sterilized.
Damn.
The water in the orange bucket is clean.
Wow.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, if you need it, you're welcome to whatever I have here.
Oh my God, I've never been so happy to sit on a toilet. And I don't want to use up too much of his good water, but I can feel the dirt caked up on my face, my hands.
Any better?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I still feel like shit, but yes, better. Thanks.
What still feels like shit?
Mostly my back.
Well, come lie down. I can help you with that.
Listen, man, I'm not gonna fuck you, okay?
I'm offering to rub your back, not...
Yeah, okay. Rub my back, okay. Uh-huh.
I give really good massages. Why is that funny?
I got a pretty high standard for massages.
I'm just trying to help. I wasn't...
Okay. I cannot believe I'm about to let this stranger touch my body, but at this point, either he kills me or he tries to fuck with me and I kill him. I still got my knife and my magic hands. Or maybe...
Whoa, you are very tense.
You think? Luis only ever touched me from the waist down. Luis always fucking bit me. And before that was Tabitha. But nobody's touched me like this since Dominic. Sleeping bag feels so nice, too. Soft.
Dolores.
I'm sorry, man.
Hey, no apology necessary. Here.
He gives me another one of his garbage bag pillows. And now, it's pitch black.
I'm gonna sleep head to toe, okay?
His feet are next to my head, and I'm really not like a foot person, you know, but for some reason, all I can think about is like how I haven't had sex since, I mean, I haven't had like intercourse with a man since Dominic. Sorry, I had my feet in your face. You awake? Sorry, I had my feet in your face. He smells like he washes himself. What am I doing?
Wait, I got a condom.
Seriously?
Of course.
You got condoms down here too?
Gotta be clean.
Clean. So then I'm here in this little room with him, his chapel, on his sleeping bag. Could be hours, could be days, eating canned pineapple and peaches and pears and ramen noodles, having sex, having, like, very careful, sterile sex. That's okay for now. Talking about philosophy and spirituality, morality. So I tell him what I did, everything that happened up there. You don't judge me?
No.
No.
I don't judge you.
Huh.
What?
I mean, I wanted you to say you didn't, but it's kind of sad, you know, like a person should judge me for what I did.
Hey, I'm down here too.
Okay, so your turn then. Can't be worse than me, man. You gotta tell me.
I was a hitman.
Oh, shit.
For about 20 years.
Wow.
We would stop the train between stations. I was a subway conductor. That was my cover. I worked for the MTA. So we'd stop for a sick passenger or a signal malfunction, and then I'd walk back to the last car. The target would be waiting there for an accomplice, they thought. That'd usually be the setup, but then I'd just tase them. Throw them son of a bitches right on the third rail. And their eyeballs would just start melting out of their sockets, because literally, your eyeballs fucking melt out of your socket, the electricity, the voltage. And then I'd walk right back to the middle car. Next stop, Houston Street. I took care of over 100 targets just like that.
So why'd you stop?
Because I got one wrong. I got one wrong.
What do you mean?
I accidentally threw the wrong.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I never felt like a killer before that. And I'd heard stories about the tunnels for 20 years. So I said a prayer and I tossed my phone in the river and I packed up my books and I took myself out of circulation to reset. You judge me?
No.
Yeah, that is sad, isn't it?
So, then you know what? Maybe it's not enough just to be out of circulation, though. Just atoning. I mean, what are we doing? Like, to contribute actively in some way, you know? Like, karmic balance, right?
Dolores.
What if you and me, we should go back up together and just, because we could live off the grid and we'll
find a car somewhere and just, like, go.
I spent 20 years working for people who find the people who think they can't be found. Nobody like us stays off the grid. We got too many fucking ghosts.
Yep, yeah, not if we go somewhere, like rural or suburban, far away.
We can't go back up there. At least not for a while.
What are we even doing down here anymore?
We're fucking hiding! Dolores, we're killers. We're broken. We are broken people. We're bad. But I think we belong together. We can be okay down here together for a while.
Okay. Already fucking codependent. So I stay in his little two-person cocoon fantasy, right? For another few days, weeks, till it starts to be pretty clear that we're about to run out of food.
There's somebody who brings me sealed stuff. The cans and all the supplies.
The runner?
Yeah, the runner. Usually comes by every few days. Never been this long.
The runner person comes down here to you?
Well, I can't leave this place alone because it could get taken over. But maybe you could stay here. Well, I go try to find Wendy.
Did you say Wendy?
Yeah. I won't be gone long. Stay right here, though.
Wait. You know what? How about I go look for her? Because I think I probably saw her more recently than you. I think I met her when I came down.
You met Wendy?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I did. So why don't you stay here and guard this place?
No. I don't want you roaming around here alone. Stay.
Excuse me, I think you know I can take care of myself.
Okay, sorry.
Besides, I got my knife. I think I know where she is. Dead at the top of the stairwell. I fucked up our food source. But maybe if I could find that little guy, McDonald, he could help us get another connection.
Maybe I better come with you. We'll hope nobody takes over my chapel.
No, I'll be fine. You stay here.
Be careful.
You be careful. So I retrace my steps. Doesn't seem as far going back. My massage table's gone. But this is definitely where I left it, because here's that door. And that stairwell. But Wendy's gone too. Huh. And here's that tunnel with the exit sign. The red light, the spot where Jeremiah's...
Dolores?
What the fuck? That's my table.
I thought you'd gone back up topside, or maybe you died.
Is this your spot now?
Yeah, somebody killed Wendy. They still haven't replaced her. Or Jeremiah either, so I...
Who hasn't?
The chain.
Wait, Jeremiah was part of that too?
Oh, sure, because Jeremiah went up topside during the day. He could bring things back down here with
him. So are you doing that now, too?
No way. I can't go up there. I'm wanted for, well, just because the world doesn't understand love, and I can't get mixed up with the chain. Those people are dangerous. Jeremiah's the one who'd sneak me food, but no, I don't know what I'm going to do, and I'm so hungry.
What do you mean that the world doesn't understand love?
Oh, well, my Isabel, they think just because she's young and our love isn't real, so I tried to rescue her from her parents, those bigots. They said I kidnapped her. How can you kidnap the love of your life?
Her parents? When you say young, how young?
I met her at her 9th birthday party. Just happened to be in the park that day, and there she was, with all her friends, eating cake. The second I saw her, I knew.
But she's... You said 9?
Well, she's an old soul. 9 going on... Well, now she'll be 12, but 12 going on 16, at least.
So here's the thing. Ephraim murdered over 100 people, and I did what I did, but this motherfucker right here churns my stomach. So if there is karmic balance...
That's a terrible story, man.
And don't I know it? And it just, I mean, I know she misses me too, but if I go up there, if anybody sees me, they'll send me to jail. Me in jail. And the exact same thing with my Julia. Yeah, Julia's got to be a teenager by now. And Shelby, too. They keep taking them from me.
Come here. Come here, McDonald. Come here.
I give him a hug.
It's not fair. What they done to me, they took everything from me. It's not fair.
I let Wendy go to waste, and that was wrong. And I got a partner to feed now, too. What are the odds? Fresh prey from the universe. What are the fucking odds?
Listen, you want to hop up on my table? Let me rub your neck a little.
How come?
You're my friend, and you're in pain, and that's my gift, you know? I can take your pain away.
Huh. Oh, wow.
Come on, friend.
Ooh, I miss this purple table right here. So smooth.
Oh my God, that feels good.
Your chapel will be fine. I need you to see something.
Oh.
It was an accident.
An accident?
An accident.
Really?
What'd I just say?
All right. We gotta get him near an active track.
Why?
Because the wind from a train going back and forth makes it decompose faster.
Or? I mean, I spent a lot of time watching Luis preparing.
Uh-huh.
I told you about Luis.
You told me about Luis.
This piece of shit was raping children. And he wasn't down here atoning either. He was just down here hiding like a pussy. Thought he was the victim. And you know what? He was a nice dude. He tried to help me when I first came down. But if you and me are gonna be down here for a while, if that's really what you want, then we gotta be self-sufficient. And this is what that looks like. You wanna starve?
No.
Okay then, you ready to go back topside with me? Cause those are the options. We get out or we adapt. I could carry my table, but I need you to get that.
Okay.
Just drag it if you have to.
Yeah, I think I gotta drag him. Yeah.
Jeremiah's hot plate's still here. He got salt and pepper and garlic powder.
Damn, I'm out of shape.
Cause you're stuck in that little room all day.
Yeah.
Okay. You want me to... You, just take this.
What?
You carry the table, I'll get it.
No, I can still drag him.
Stop. Just take the fucking table.
Wait. Shoes.
So we take off our shoes, and McDonald's too.
So where do you want this table set?
Right under the light.
I don't know how this... How do you fold the legs
I'll
up?
I'll do it. Gotta do everything myself. Can you cover the table in garbage bags now?
Yeah, okay.
And then we get them onto my table.
Oh.
All right, why don't you take a break, man?
Okay.
So I get my knife. Let's see. Not the cheek this time. The thigh. I cut his pants up to the top of his leg, and then I'm trying to make just a straight slice from there, like down his leg, but it's... Damn, it's hard to cut straight. There's like all this blood and like hair and arteries and shit I can't see. Luis used to make it look so easy, but I'm fucking digging this knife down at his knee. I finally get the skin open.
I tried so hard to keep this floor clean.
It's garbage bags. It's already a fucking kill room.
It's my chapel!
Okay, well, then this is our sacrifice. I make another big slice. It's a little easier now, from his knee back up to the other side of his thigh.
You know, I took out over 100 people in my career, but you scare me a little.
I should scare you more than a little. Can you find a place to plug in the hot plate?
There's an outlet in the bathroom.
So go turn that on, please. And another slice across the top, like a triangle. And then I peel back the skin so I can see the muscle. And soon, I got a slab of meat. A steak.
It's heating up.
Okay, now where's all those, here? A little salt, a little pepper, a little garlic powder. Too bad there's no, butter. I gotta use my knife like a spatula so it doesn't stick. Not the best way to do this, but I'm making it work.
May God forgive us.
God's got other shit to worry about, man. Wow, you know what? That smells good. Hey, you know what? You know what this is? Ephraim? You know what this is? It's McDonald's, man. Get it? It's McDonald's! Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Oh my God! McDonald's!
I've lost my fucking mind down here.
The Horror of Dolores Roach, created by Aaron Mark, with performances by Daphne Rubin Vega, Everett Quinton, and Donnell Rawlings. Written and directed by Aaron Mark. Executive producer Mimi O'Donnell. Senior producer Katie Pastor. Producer Daphne Rubin Vega. Associate producer M.R. Daniel. Recording and engineering by Armando Serrano. Sound design, Foley recording, and mix by Daniel Brunel. Score by Allison Leighton Brown. The Horror of Dolores Roach is a production of Gimlet Media.